Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome once again to Madame Perry's Salon, the podcast that loves you. I am your hostess, your groove mistress, your spiritual advisor, Madame Perry, but you can call me Jennifer Perry or Jen or JP. That's all good with me. I'm just happy to be here and happy that so many of you are listening and downloading. You know, if you're new to the podcast, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you'll see on the screen, if you're looking at a screen on a device, a pink rectangle with white letters that say follow. If you would click that follow, I would certainly appreciate it. Or if there's some other podcast platform that you listen to them on, like Podbean or Stitcher, Apple iTunes, you know, please follow there. And also I want to say thank you to the nice people who have been leaving me reviews on Stitcher and Apple's iTunes reviews for the show. I certainly appreciate that. And the comments you make about the kind of guest, because I like bringing a variety of guests for your enjoyment. And if you have somebody you think I should talk to or should be on the show, let me know if I haven't found them already. But I'm glad that people, some of the comments you all give to me are that I have some people on that you already like, whether it's musicians or authors or actors or directors, and sometimes I have people on that you've never heard of, but that you enjoy all of them, and that's what I want, that's what I'm cool, that's what I'm here for. Now, last night, if you listened, we had Mr. Yoichi Utebi. He's the Vice President of Media for Happy Science. And there's a film called Immortal Hero. It's going to debut Thursday night at the San Diego Film Festival. It's about the founder of Happy Science and how he is planning, or actually he's already got a long start on uniting all the faiths of the world into one. It tells the story of the founder's near-death experience, and how he came back and how he began writing and speaking all over the world to change and just bring a message of love. I think one of the messages he gave was, do not use God as a weapon. And the word powerful might seem to be overused these days, but I don't think it was then. And next week we have Mary Jane Capps. She writes urban fantasy fiction, magic realism. She's got a lot of books right now about mermaids that I am crazy about, so she'll be here on Monday night. But tonight I've got a fantastic guest. You may have heard her on here before, and you probably know her, but if you don't, you're in for a real treat. Now, tonight's guest is a busy woman, so I can't even believe she has time here. So this is going to be very energizing. She is very popular for her novels, self-help books, her prolific work as a women's rights activist. She's also, as people are beginning to learn, that she's a composer, musician, singer, has some great music, and we're going to be playing some tonight. Her novel Fire and Ice received the NABE Award in 2012, which was the same year she was featured in the August issue of Women's Essence magazine, which is pretty cool. In 2019, this is a spectacular year for her. This year alone, she's been named one of the 100 most successful women on a global level. Also this year, she was featured into First magazine in India for being one of the 10 most influential women leaders in the world. And I can hardly, she certainly deserves it, and I can hardly believe that this woman is in my world, in my life. And she's also a fantastic life coach with a Great Believer. So let me introduce Deanna Bellarose. Deanna, welcome back to Madam Perry Salon.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, for the warm welcome. I really appreciate it, and I'm so happy to be here to Madam Perry Salon. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm delighted to have you here, and I know there's a lot more I could have told about you, but then the show would be over. It'd take about an hour just to get But that's a good thing for you, because you are not slowing down, and you are my inspiration, and I know I'm not the only person that tells you that. So this is fantastic. But you've got so much going on. You write so much, and I don't see how, and you're a life coach. And, you know, I think when I first, before I met you via social media, you know, I followed you for a while and saw how people talked about you and how much everybody held you in such high esteem for the work that you do and for what you mean to them. And I just thought, this woman really makes an impact on people, a lot of people around the world. That's rather impressive. And how does that feel to you? Do you ever stop and just realize how many people you've got that? I think you've got like over 11,000 followers just on Twitter alone. Do you ever think about how many people's life you impact, and how does that make you feel?
Actually, this is the best feeling in the world, to make a difference in the life of people, to touch their hearts, to touch their souls, to make a difference in their life. This is amazing feeling. So as much as, you know, I'm doing my best to be able to change lives because this is very important, I feel amazing when I see somebody smile and happy. And I have been doing it here in Los Angeles a lot. And when I see that my help makes difference and empower them and give them some information about the things that are keeping them from who they should be, or some kind of obstacle they're facing in the daily life, if I'm able to resolve it, this is the best feeling in the world.
You know, I think one of the things I most admire about you is that you don't, and what you've said just illustrates it. You know, you don't just talk about stuff, you do it. You actually live what you believe. And you know, your books, I mean, there are people who can write a self-help book, they can put out a blog, they do all these things you do, but you actually work with people one-on-one too. You go beyond your books and be, you know, you've got a great podcast, you've got a wonderful website, and you give messages to people, and you have wonderful books and music, but you don't stop there. You actually get out and talk to people, whether it's by phone or in person, as a women's rights activist. And that's where I think, you know, there's a lot of people saying that our country is more divided now, it seems, than ever before, and there just seems to be so much going on in the world that's just so discouraging, so many people with depression and so forth. But I think it's people like you that not only make a point of writing things, writing books and writing songs and giving talks to help people. But I think that it's people reaching out to people, the human to human energy. Is that what you set out to do in the beginning? Because that's what I noticed, you know, people were reacting to you a lot.
Yeah, actually, I noticed I can do that. I think I shared this in your first podcast when you invited me. I started doing this since I was 14 or 15. I had no idea I can touch people and I can make a difference in their life, you know. I wasn't paying attention, although I was making difference. And it has been a long, long time, and I have been doing it for my classmates, for everybody, because the best feeling, the best reward for me is seeing people being happy and, you know, solving their problems and just making their life easier. And I was here in Venice Beach. I was advocating for the homeless people. I don't know if you're familiar. We have about 85,000 homeless people here in Los Angeles. And I was on the national TV. And I was asked the question, why am I trying to help people? Because in my ways of view, we as a human, it's our human duty to help others. Because let's face it, you know, everybody can get in a really bad situation when it comes to life. You know, life happens to you. We don't have a lot of control over what is going to happen to us. And I told them, because as a human being, I think this is my human duty to help others, to make a difference, to do everything in my power to make them feel whole again and help them find a way out of any obstacle they're facing at the moment. So I think this is really important. The other thing I'm thinking, like you said, we are going through so much pain, so many things we don't want to see, and we need somebody. We need support. We need somebody who can say, hey, I have your back. I'm here for you. I know it can happen to everybody. Mm-hmm. And give everything what I can. And we need a lot of love right now. A lot of love. We need to understand that.
It's a little word and it means a lot. And you're exactly right. In fact, just today when I was listening to the radio, when I was out running some errands and on my way to a meeting, and the show I was listening to was bringing up the fact of, you know, homelessness in America, and especially in Los Angeles or in California where you live, how severe it is. And the thing is, these days, you know, people used to think, you know, homeless was a bum or a lazy. It can happen to anybody. A lot of people are just one or two paychecks away from a really desperate situation because of the economy, or maybe losing the job, or downsizing, or health issues, or something. So it can happen. You know, it's like that's your brother and sister. It can happen to anybody. People that never thought it would happen to them, you know, it could happen to. So, you know, if you don't reach out and pull somebody up, it could be, you know, it could be one of us next. So. Let me ask you, then, when did you, you've done so much activism for women's rights, for animals, for homeless people. When did you also, and I know about your books, and I've bought your books, and I've read your books, and I love them. When did you start writing music? I know recently you've got a Reverb Nation page that is a knockout, and your songs, I mean, are really taking off. Your songs are bestsellers in the United Kingdom, and they're not doing and they're doing great in America too, as well as Europe. So when does a woman like you find time to write music and perform and record? And have you done this all your life, or is this just something you took up recently?
Actually, I always find time. I always plan my day, you know, I just put my mind on it, what I want to do. And everybody, this is a proof, Jennifer, it doesn't matter how busy is your day. If you put your mind on to something, it's going to happen, believe me. You find time for this thing to happen. And I love writing songs, and you have no idea how many young people are listening to my songs, and they're like, when we are going to see you on stage singing, we want to see you. We love your songs. We want to buy your album. Because my song has to do with relationship. It's more around the book, award-winning book you just mentioned, Fire and Ice. And I put my heart, I put my soul, everything what comes to me, I just try to turn it into reality. And I start writing songs, like, for example, the other night I was doing the dishes, and these two songs came to me, and I wrote the songs at 2:30 in the morning. So it's a lot of work, but you don't consider it work because you love what you do. Yeah. And if you want something so much, please go and do it. It doesn't matter. If you feel like you are busy or have time, don't have time. There is always time. That's something I can tell you. There is always time. It doesn't matter how busy I am. I always find time for the things that I love to turn them into reality.
Okay, well, I needed that. I needed that push and inspiration right there, I'll tell you. When and by the way, if you're listening live tonight and you want to talk to Deanna, ask her a question or talk to her, the number is 646-716-9922, and that's 646-716-9922. Or for some people who maybe can't make a phone call because they're in a place where they got to be quiet, because maybe there's a baby around or they're working or something, just send me a message like you do on Facebook from Madam Perry to Madam Perry Salon or Jennifer Monette Perry with a comment or question. I'll be happy to pass it along. Also, if you're listening and you can't write this down, the website is Deanna Bellerose, DianaBellerose.com. But I will be sharing all of Deanna Rose's Deanna Bellerose's social media links on all of my social media links on Twitter and on LinkedIn and on Facebook and Instagram. I'll be sharing all of mine there. On all of mine, I'll be sharing it. So if you're riding in the car listening and you don't have time to write it down, but you want to know how to reach her, just check on all of my social media and you'll see that I share all of this information so you can get a hold of Deanna and follow her as well and get her books, listen to her music. Now, the first book, I think, the first one of your books that I read was Fire and Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Ashes and Ice.
Yeah, this is a saga of books. You know, this is book number one and book number two. And I want to mention that I shot a short movie, especially for October, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I work on this, and you know this very well. And I got involved with Mark Ting Foundation, which is for the dogs who are being horribly slaughtered in China, Korea, Taiwan, and everywhere, mm-hmm. you know. And not only he works on this, he works on women's issues also when it comes to domestic violence and abuse. And we are offering help to all women who live in California. We are offering job. We are offering safe place to stay. We are working even on offering a lawyer who is going to defend their rights, because it's really important.
Aww.
If we want to have healthy society, it's really important to have healthy families, and we are doing everything what we can in our power, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to work with this foundation.
Oh, that's marvelous. I am just... That is wonderful. That's where it starts, is people in the foundation and people like you that keep it going. Let me see, your book, the books I read were novels, but you also have a book that I've just started, but I haven't read the whole book. It's called The Journey of Transformation. Would you tell my listeners what that's about?
It's a book that it helps you be yourself, because in my situation, the book is based on my life. You sometimes feel like you are out of place and there is something wrong, and you try to be somebody you are not in order to fit the company, the society, the environment you're in, which is absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how much you're missing on life, and you shouldn't do that. I'm explaining step by step. This is my speed guide, actually, how to find out who you are. How not to try to fit and listen to yourself, to your inner voice, and try to find who you are, because who you are is the most amazing thing when you find out that if you don't fit in community and society or friends and relatives, even family, maybe, you know, you should have to find a way to find the kind of a people you should have around, you know, and you shouldn't change for anybody. And if they don't accept you because of who you are, you
mm-hmm.
know, it means that you need to find a way out of the situation, even if you have to put your family behind. I know it sounds harsh,
mm-hmm.
but it's your life. It is your path. And you
mm-hmm.
should, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to be with the people who understands you, who know who you are and who accept you for who you are. It's really important. You shouldn't please anybody. So this is my speed guide, and it's full with useful information, and it can make a huge difference in the life of everybody.
So true. That just cuts to the essence of humanity. You're so right. You also have a blog talk radio show. You have you've been a radio talk show host and producer for longer than I have, and you're one of the people that I feel like it was an inspiration to me to get started. You've got the Deanna Bellarose show, and then you're also a host on several other stations and shows. How many shows are you doing, lady? What kind of vitamins do you take?
That's a very good question. Actually, I started with Muse Cafe, then to FM, something like this. I was invited to co-host, and this kind of gave me a lot of experience and pushed me to create my own show, kind of make me braver, because you are at the radio station, you're the host, everybody's listening. It wasn't very easy, but if you want something, you can do it. You can do it. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The only thing you need to do is believe in yourself. And, I create a show during the night, believe it or not, when I come home. And because I want to help people again. I do it because I want to, and I know how busy are people and how difficult life is at the moment. I don't want anybody to experience anxiety, all kinds of these unpleasant feelings. I don't want this. I just want to help, and I want to see people have the life they always wanted. Mm-hmm. Because I know they can have the life they always wanted. The only thing you need to do is look within themselves and start asking questions. Who am I? Why am I feeling like this? It's very simple. And that's why, Jennifer, I am giving this 1-hour free consultation. They can schedule it on my website. I can make it.
Wow.
During this 1 hour, I can transform your life, and I have done it. I have done it for random people, believe it or not, on the street, And I stop people and say, hey, why are you so sad? What's wrong? Please tell me. And you have no idea. People are spilling everything on a stranger. And when I see them at the end and say, hey, listen, here it is. Here is what's going on. Here is what you should do. And seeing them smile and be happy again, it's the best feeling in the world. Anything what I can do to help.
Well, wow. Okay, well, right now, while you're saying this, I am typing this up, too, to put on Facebook and on Twitter. Oh, thank you, dear. That's so generous. Music. I wanted to play, and you very kindly have allowed me to play some of your music on the show. And if you don't mind, I'd like to play a song now, your song, Let It Go.
And my new single.
Yay! And I'd like to play it now, and then you can take a break and get some water or some tea, and I can just sit back and just enjoy. So so I am going to mute your microphone, let you have a chance just to grit, or maybe take some messages from your clients and your fans, and I'll play Let It Go by Deanna Bellarose, her new single.
Why you want me in your life? You kept coming back. I thought you did enough. I couldn't understand. The pain is so intense. Please make it stop. And don't you understand your visits? Brings the painful memories. Cannot deal.
millions of people memories die on a deal with it all. Oh, just wish to see, is it a broken me? Oh, please no more, and no more. Is it a tears in my eye? You gotta let it heal. Oh, please no more, and no more. Don't come back to me. I am a brand new me. The past is in the past. There's no more us. You need to let it go. You've gotta understand. For the sake of both of us. And don't you understand your visits brings the people memories. Cannot deal with it all. And don't you understand your visits brings the people memories. Die on a deal with it. Is it a broken me? Oh, please, no more, and no more. Is it a tears in my eyes? You gotta let it heal. Oh, please, no more, and no more. Don't come back to me. Don't come back to me. Don't come back to me. What did you wish to see? Is it a broken me? Oh, please, no more, and no more. Is it a tears in my eyes? You gotta let it heal. Oh, please, no more, and no more. Don't come back to me. Don't come back to me. Don't come back to me. Don't come back to me.
Wow, that was Let It Go by my friend, Deanna Bella Rose. Wow. You know, one of the things that really got to me when I started listening to your music, because like I said, you know, I've known you for a while and all the different things you do. But when you sing, when you perform and when you sing, when your voice is when you're singing in a soft way, Deanna, your voice is just so pure and just really caresses the soul. But when your voice gets strong, well, you really get to the heart of somebody. So that's a pretty powerful gift, lady.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, now you've got a pretty exciting event coming up, I believe, next month in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm so excited, and I want to see everybody there, believe me. If I can gather the whole United States in this amazing store, it's a beautiful store, this would be great. I just want to see people happy. And I want to solve all of their problems, and I don't want anybody to suffer. That's the idea. I know my book is going to make a huge difference in their life, because I don't know if you, Jennifer, read my book. I have quizzes inside. I have everything what they need in this little book, and I have space for them to write. The only thing they need is a pen, and they can carry that in their bag. And if they feel like they're lost or they need some kind of a help, this is just open the book and start reading and start reading the questions and start answering the questions all over again. It's so helpful.
Well, the title is The Light Within. What does that mean?
You right now, we live in a world where there is so much darkness around us and so little light, and we need to look inside ourselves, deep inside, and bring this love again back into the world. This is who we are, because we as a humans are missing a lot of love. We are missing a lot of compassion, and we are not very good with each other in everyday communication. And I feel that if we bring love back into this life, this is going to change.
Now tell us, so this, the event you have is coming up on November 26th, which might seem like a way off, but time flies, especially this time of year. It's going to be in Los Angeles at the Last Bookstore. Will you tell tell people where to find, where that is, or what part of Los Angeles it's in?
It's in downtown Los Angeles. I believe it's on the Fifth Avenue. Okay. And all the information is going to be on my website. I'm going to post it on my blogspot. And I'm going to post it on Facebook, as well as you're going to have the information on your media places, I believe. So they can find out, and they can Google the Last Bookstore. Everybody's very famous store. Everybody knows this store. So it's amazing experience also to take a look around, you know, and to meet in person, to ask me questions, to get to know me, to get to know me and see if I can make a difference in the in your life. And I'm absolutely positive I can.
Absolutely. And I've also put, actually the address is the Last Bookstore, 453 South Spring Street, Los Angeles. And I had already put that on Facebook, and but I'll be sharing that again as well. So that's, as I understand, that's a very popular bookstore.
Yes. I have been trying and trying, you know. It's a busy store. A lot of people, a lot of famous authors do their signing there and had been doing it. And it's an amazing place. It's quite a historical place. You can find out a lot of information about other authors as well. Amazing people, fashion designers, everything is in this little store. It's located in an amazing place in the heart of the downtown Los Angeles. And of course, it's a good excuse to come and visit Los Angeles, because this is a really beautiful, beautiful city. It's amazing, and I feel so lucky to be able to live here.
I haven't been there in a few years, but it's a fantastic place, and I hope to get back there soon. Deanna, what have I left out? There are so many things to talk to you about, and I've only got a little bit of time left, so please help me. What have I left out that people need to know about you?
They need to know that I can make a difference in their life. The only thing they need to do is give me a chance and schedule this 3 1-hour consultation. And I'm going to show them exactly that I can make a huge difference, and I can transform their life in this 1 hour even. I'm a really good listener. I have done it for so many people here in Los Angeles. And they need to understand that I'm here to help them. I'm here to take them from the darkness to the light, because they shouldn't be suffering. There is a solution to every obstacle they're facing at the moment. And I can show them exactly how they can get out of any situation, so they can feel confident, and they can get rid of all the unnecessary toxic feelings. And that's what I want to see. And when it comes to domestic violence and abuse, I know it's not a lot of people are not talking about it. They're not familiar. And I'm so happy for the people who have never been in this situation. I can tell you that I can do make a difference in your life. And if you live in California, please contact me. And if you feel like you're in a toxic relationship, I can help you. And again, I work with Marching Foundation. We have everything available for you. There is something else I want to share also. If you're in a relationship where you cannot communicate your feelings, you're afraid from your spouse, and you need to go walk on eggshells, and if there is no trust in the relationship, you need to find a way. You need to find a way to contact somebody to get help, because this is a toxic environment. It's not good for you and your partner and your children. You need to do something about it. I'm mentioning it because I had a case like this just the other day, and I helped them, and I told them what they should do the next day. And I feel that it's really important to have love, trust, respect in the relationship, and you should never be afraid to openly share your thoughts and feelings with your best friend, with your partner in life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And again, if you go to the website, DeannaBellarose.com, it's a beautiful website, very well done. It's easy to navigate and find what you want and what you need. But the first tab says coaching. And by the way, Deanna is a certified professional life coach. But if you go on the page, it'll show you where to book an appointment. There's a turquoise rectangle says book an appointment, and she says, you know, you're encouraged to schedule a free initial consultation. And also, Deanna, you're great about putting videos on there, or short videos that you can talk to people there and on YouTube and on Facebook and on social media. And, you know, I think that gives people, I know when I watch them, you know, I feel like I'm with you, like when you're walking or in a car, or the videos that you put on your website, like I said, or YouTube. It gives people a chance to feel like what it would be like to talk to you and get an essence of your spirit, your heart, your personality, and I like the way you do that. But also, you can learn about her. You can check the videos. You can check out Deanna's art. Learn more about her music, and it's easy. I bought Let It Go off of SoundCloud. It's super easy, as most people know now, to get music. You know, when I was growing up, you had to go to the record store and hope that your record was there and hope that you had enough money to buy it. But now you can just think about it, make a few clicks, and you got it to listen to. And you can sing along. Don't come back to me.
Don't come back to me. Yeah, it's a message.
I love that. You know,
don't think
in the language. There are so many words. And you think of all the thousands of songs that are written and so many words are used over and over. And I thought, I have never heard that phrase used in a song. Don't come back to me. I thought, I love this. Sometimes you just got to tell somebody, don't come back. No, this is not the place for you.
Yes,
go over there, way over there, way far away.
Yeah.
No, not here.
Yeah, you can
don't come back here. It's like, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing about you. I'm going to tell you something. I have learned I can always count on you to give me something fresh. You know, you might be talking about something we've already talked about, but I can always count on you to give me a fresh look at it, or a fresh way of saying something or seeing something or doing something. And that's one of my favorite things about you.
Thank you.
Deanna, I am just so proud to know you and just so proud of all the work that you do for people, for women, for men, for families, for animals. You know how animals are. You know, I know you have two dogs and a cat. You know, my husband and I, we think our life is not complete without animals. You know, that's our little family, as well as all the animals that run around our backyard and make noise at night, like the frogs and the owls and the everything. So you have been put here, as I know, as an angel for people and for the earth, and I am just very, very grateful for all that you do. And don't stay away so long. Come back again soon. Come back after your event at the Last Bookstore, and tell us all about how it went and what you've got coming up after that.
I definitely would love to share this with you. I cannot wait to meet these people. I cannot wait to hear their opinion about the book and how the book made a difference in their life. And thank you so much, Jennifer, for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for the warm welcome, for the beautiful, beautiful words. And I cannot wait to come back and share my thoughts and feelings from the signing and what I've been able to accomplish since the last time I was on your show.
Well, that's wonderful. Good, because I want you to come back, and you've got so many things to inspire us with and set an example for us. So, folks, remember next Monday is Mary Jane Capps, and the Monday after that is Dr. Drayvon James. And I'm going to go out because Beyonce sang Let It Go, but I'm going to sing Everybody's Got Different Wings. And good night. I love you. Mother Goose.